So those SA Human Rights Commission hearings into the July civil unrest are going on. Yesterday we had the National Police Commissioner giving evidence there. Kehle Sithole really coming under a huge amount of pressure. I've seen some newspaper reports saying that he cracked because he simply did not have the information. Our own reporter described it as though he didn't know what he was talking about. So we're going to get some reaction to that. But first, let's find out what's happening there today, because the Social Development Minister, Lindiwe Zulu, is testifying virtually today at those hearings. Remember, she has tested positive for COVID-19, so that is happening virtually. EWN reporter Masichaba Sefolaro watching that one for us. Masichaba, good afternoon to you. What has Lindiwe Zulu been saying?
Good afternoon, Mandy. The Minister of Social Development has mainly focused on the impact of the July unrest on social security programs and, I guess, the work of her department as the Department of Social Development. She mentioned that food security programs, for example, had been interrupted. Now, Mandy, you may remember the visuals of the burning buildings and factories, especially around the KZN area during that unrest, and she says those were some of the storage facilities where food parcels were being stored and packaged for the purpose of distribution through the department's community nutrition program. And those were affected. And as a result, there was interruption to that particular service. She mentioned the social security grant, which has become basically a lifeline for most South Africans who before, I mean, the July unrest were living under immense pressure due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which we know has affected many households through loss of income with all the economic knock-on effects that it's had. Those were some of the issues that she looked at. She also looked at the mental health aspect of it, you know, the impact that the July unrest, the loss of life, the loss of livelihoods, and just the general exposure to that kind of violence has had on many individuals who were exposed, and how they department then provided psychosocial services through social workers to you know, support individuals that were exposed in that way. However, Mandy, as I mentioned earlier, though there were disruptions to the food parcel distribution program, for example, she did mention that her department stepped up and they were, you know, short-term plans or interventions that were kicked in. For example, she says 64,000 food parcels were distributed in Gauteng, and just about as many, just over 61,000 meals were distributed in KwaZulu-Natal. Mandy, she says the violence is actually an opportunity for government departments, the various government departments, to look at policy framework on how best to avoid creating a fertile environment for this kind of violence, which she says we cannot deny that part of the contributing factors were the high inequality, a growing unemployment rate, and just general discontent with how things have gone in terms of service delivery and promises from government, for example, of housing and the likes. She's spoken about the National Development Plan and how, you know, government needs to look into that, Mandy, and how you know, they need to use the last 8 years that are left of it to implement those development plans that they have. Mandy, we heard yesterday the unemployment rate has risen. The Statistician General Tsengamaluleke saying also that it was because people had not gone looking for jobs in this period, especially due to the effects of July unrest. And she's spoken about assessments that have been done by her department and relevant stakeholders to look at the impact, or they have assessed the impact of the July unrest, Mandy. And let's listen to some of the findings she says they made.
Data from the initial assessments provide empirical evidence on the increased vulnerability of children and households that were affected by the July unrest in KZN. These findings highlighted the following: food insecurity, economic well-being, and childcare protection have significantly deteriorated due to the violence. Long-term effect of these negative impacts of the violence has the potential to further worsen other areas as well if these are not attended to urgently. Increased risk of malnutrition, as well as negative impact on psychosocial well-being and health of children. Concern on child protection and increased risk of violence, abuse and neglect.
The Social Development Minister, Lindiwe Zulu, testifying at those hearings today.